First, by way of introduction, you're being given a blank card because we don't have too many questions in the question box. And I ask you, please, don't write during the meditation. Here's my way of reminding you. We have, some questions. We can use more. Am I clear? So, write out your questions. Have you drawn judgments for 25 years? Objections. So, identify questions, difficulties, problems, objections, and put them into the box. We just provided for that purpose. Again, I want to remind you that to make a good retreat means to make a good confession. Our present meditation is on the gift of wisdom. Over the years now, whenever I give a lecture or a conference, and even if they're not all Catholic, I begin by invoking Our Lady as the gift of wisdom, or as the seed of wisdom. We saw at some length how the Holy Spirit gives us the three basic powers of the supernatural life, namely faith, hope, and charity. Faith for the mind, hope and charity for the will. Then, as you remember, the Holy Spirit also gives us, when we are baptized, the seven gifts. And the first of these seven gifts is the gift of wisdom. Just to refresh our memories, the gifts of the Holy Spirit differ from the virtues, as instincts or inclinations differ from the faculties. We have the faculty of mind to think, of will to choose, but unless we have the urge, the instinct, call it inner drive, to use our minds and use our wills, well, we wouldn't do any thinking or choosing. So in the supernatural life, we have the virtues or powers, and then we have the gifts, which are seven inclinations of the Holy Spirit, seven inclinations of the Holy Spirit to use the virtues, to put them into practice. These gifts of the Holy Spirit are four for the mind and three for the will. Four gifts of the Holy Spirit for the mind are wisdom, understanding, knowledge, and counsel, spelled S-E-L. The three gifts for the will are fortitude, piety, and the fear of the Lord. given the limitations in time in the retreat, you'll necessarily have to just choose some of the gifts and some of the fruits of the Holy Spirit. You're not concentrating on the first of the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit. I'll repeat, seven inclinations, seven supernatural urges, seven supernatural instincts to put the virtues or the powers of faith, hope, and charity into practice. The gift of wisdom is called the queen of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. This gift of the Holy Spirit resides mainly in the mind. However, the gift of the Holy Spirit called wisdom also deeply influences our wills. The gift of wisdom enables the mind to see with deep clarity, so we can not just believe, but believe clearly. We may say that the gift of wisdom embodies all the other six gifts, even as the virtue of charity embodies the first two virtues of faith and hope. In other words, the perfection of the virtues is the virtue of charity. So the perfection of the gifts of the Holy Spirit is the gift of wisdom. Saint Bernard, a great doctor of the Church, defines wisdom as the knowledge of God which enjoys, finds happiness, finds satisfaction in things that are divine. Wisdom is that gift of the Holy Spirit which inclines us to desire what is of God and provides us with happiness, enjoyment, satisfaction, not in creatures, but in the Creator. I have here a definition of the gift of wisdom. The gift of wisdom is that gift which completes or perfects the virtue of charity by enabling us to discern God and the things of God in everything in our lives. The gift of wisdom enables us to see God in everything in our lives and to find our deepest satisfaction in the things of God. that was the introduction. Now some explanation. As believers, having the virtue of faith, our minds believe that God is the Creator from whom everything in the world has come. And believing Christians, they also believe that just as everything in the world has come from God, so we believe that everything in this world is meant to lead us to God. Our faith tells us two of the most important prepositions in any language. Our faith tells us everything in the world has come from God, and everything in this world is meant to lead us back to God. However, we need the gift of wisdom. It is not enough to believe on faith and say and honestly profess, yes, everything in this world has come from God. Everything in this world has been made by God. Only God, we believe, needs to exist. We believe God is a being who cannot not exist. We also believe, and this, in many ways, is one of the main purposes of making a retreat. Not just believe that everything in our lives mysteriously comes from God, what we like, what we dislike, what is pleasant, and what is painful. Our faith also tells us that everything in this world is to lead us to God. What is pleasant, which we enjoy, what is painful, what is contrary to our wills, our faith tells us everything in our lives comes, I repeat, from God and is intended to lead us back to the God from whom we came. So we believe. But we need the gift of wisdom. We are not believers, but to be inclined to recognize everything, and that means everything in our lives has mysteriously coming from God. That's why we need the gift of wisdom. It is not enough to believe that everything in our lives comes from God and then stop there. He must respond Everything in our lives has, having come from God and intended by Him to lead us to the God from whom we came. In other words, the gift of wisdom enables us not just to believe, but to act on what we believe. We are therefore blessed with the gift of wisdom to see God as the end or goal of everything in our lives. Every meal we eat, every hour we sleep, everything we hear, everything we see, everything we touch has intended by God to lead us back to the God from whom we came. In other words, we are to respond to our faith by acting on what we believe and to see nothing, and the word is nothing in this world as a goal or end in itself. Everything in our lives is a means. A means to reach the destiny for which we were made. And that destiny is God. We might have begun the retreat, and over the years I have, remember, my making an inventory of our lives. What are the creatures in my life? Which ones does God want me to enjoy? Which creatures God wants me to endure? Which creatures wants me, does God want me to remove? What creatures God wants me to sacrifice, not because I'd be committing sin if I held on to those creatures, but God would be more pleased if I surrendered, not because I have to, but because I want to, out of love for God. Well, the gift of wisdom is that great gift of the Holy Spirit, which inclines us spontaneously by the grace of the Holy Spirit. I repeat the adverb, spontaneously, to enjoy what God wants me to enjoy. Spontaneously, without a second thought, to endure patiently what God wants me to endure. The gift of wisdom enables me spontaneously to remove, without a second thought, two thoughts. Not one thought too much. Spontaneously get rid of what God wants me to remove from my life. The gift of wisdom enables me, and I repeat the adverb, we spontaneously let go, surrender. Not only things which would be a sin for me to enjoy, but that God would be more pleased if I gave up. How we need this gift of wisdom. We said earlier, this is the teaching of the church. The gift of wisdom completes, perfects the virtue of charity. It makes our faith unshakable because of the experience of God here on earth in every creature, and not only, what an important sentence. Not only enjoying God in the pleasant creatures in our lives, but enjoying God, and I mean it, enjoying God in the painful creatures. How we need this gift. I know no one who needs this gift more than I. This gift of wisdom strengthens every virtue in our lives. The virtue of prudence, the virtue of justice, the virtue of fortitude, the virtue of temperance, the four fundamental virtues of Christian morality. Oh, by infusing the joy that comes from practicing the virtues that God wants us to practice in this life. How we need a deepening, a strengthening of this precious gift of wisdom. Now, since, as I've said before, this is not a series of 1 hour lectures in theology. It is a retreat. And consequently, the focus in this meditation on wisdom is how to grow in this gift of wisdom. You might say, how to cultivate the gift we already possess. Every person in a state of sanctifying grace possesses the gifts of the Holy Spirit. What an important statement. And consequently, everyone in the state of grace possesses the gift of wisdom. And there are degrees and degrees of the possession of sanctifying grace, and consequently, degrees of the possession of the gift of wisdom. And we're asking ourselves, are we to grow and his gift of wisdom. I have three basic recommendations. Longing for wisdom, begging for wisdom, and pursuing wisdom. What does it mean to long for the gift of wisdom? We long for something that we know is good, we long for something that we know is well above the natural. And consequently, we grow in his gift of wisdom as we notice not merely desire, but long for what is truly good, what is pleasing to God, no matter how, dare I say it, unpleasant it may be to me. We grow in wisdom in the degree in which we seek, hear it, to please only God. And in the measure that we seek to please God, listen, God will then provide us already here on earth such satisfaction in doing his will that no one else this side of heaven can experience. Over the years, I've come to know some very happy people. I've yet to meet a single person living in sin who was happy. And the devil, and the prince of this world, oh, how shrewd he is. How many ways he has deceived and is deceiving millions in giving them satisfaction in doing their own wills. And there is satisfaction. Otherwise people, well, would not do their wills. And the devil keeps multiplying myriad ways in satisfying unhappy people who are doing their own wills. I'm not sure I said this already. Just our second day of the retreat. Doing one's own will is hell on earth. I can swear to that statement. You're asking, how do we grow in this gift of wisdom? our longing for that which our faith tells us is really good, and not with our natural inclinations, subsidized by our media, tells us is good. How we need, and this is the second way of growing in the gift of wisdom, begging for wisdom. That is why I've stopped counting the years. I mentioned from my earliest days in the priesthood, I begin my classes, begin a lecture, and here in meditation, by invoking Our Lady, seat of wisdom. The mother of sorrows, who suffered intensely. The one whom we address as the cause of our joy, possessed wisdom to a supreme degree as a human person. Her divine son, remember, was a divine person. But she knew where true happiness resides. May our Lord, not only during the less than one day left in this retreat, beg our Lord for a deepening of the gift of wisdom. Ask you, dear Jesus, I ask you to teach me wherein lies my true happiness. Teach me not just the hardest lesson I have to learn in life, the only lesson I have to learn here on earth. To learn what in my life is pleasing to you, and remove from my life that how pleasing it may be to me, what is displeasing to you. Our three recommendations for growing in this gift of wisdom. Our third recommendation is to pursue, to practice and live out this precious gift of wisdom that we received. Hear it. Every time we choose to do what is pleasing to God, but how displeasing it may be to me, I grow in this gift of wisdom. Over the years, I've coined two words. We all use these words, but I use them very discriminately. I distinguish between pleasure and joy. Pleasure in my vocabulary is the satisfaction of doing my own will. Joy is a satisfaction and doing the will of God. All of us, beginning with the speaker, must daily, I mean every day, sift our choices. I cannot overemphasize the importance of making a daily, and I mean daily examination of conscience, every day, every day. Examine what I have done during the past day. What choices have I made? Or have I chosen to satisfy myself and receive pleasure in return? And what during the day have I chosen? Not because it was pleasant to me, because it was pleasing to God. And be sure, I've said this by now, only God knows how many hundreds of times, be sure to ask our Lord's mercy, having chosen to do your will rather than His will during the day. And hear it, and I say it, and that means every one of us. Every one of us, in greater or less measure, every day, has chosen what we wanted, even though it was not, to use the same term, fully pleasing to God. Examine your consciences. Thank God for the grace He's put into your life. And remember, those graces are both pleasant and unpleasant. Both sweet and sour. Both attractive and repulsive. Father, are you saying you can't mean it? That God puts, that God puts repulsive graces into our lives? I want to be as clear as I can. Grace is a gift from God intended to lead us to heaven. God wants us to accept. God wants us to endure. God wants us, and what a verb, to enjoy things we do not like. But here is where we could begin not just this meditation over again, not just a retreat, but a 6-month series of meditations. Let me be honest with you. Remember, wisdom is a gift which enables us to see what God wants us to do and enjoy doing His will. Can we be in deep, searing pain naturally and be ecstatically happy supernaturally? Yes. That happiest people I've known in my half century of the priesthood. I mean every syllable of this sentence. The happiest people I've met have been people who are deeply enduring pain. How deceptive the devil is. How we need to grow in this gift of wisdom to discover it is the greatest and most important discovery in our lives. To discover joy in doing God's will, even when, dare I say it, especially when, what we choose is pleasing to God, then maybe, and I mean this, searingly painful to us.